Hallelujah. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. God, we glorify you. God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. God, because you're so worthy, God. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, Lord God. And we lift your name up, God. We magnify you. We exalt your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you and we honor you, God. We give you the praise, Lord God. And we just thank you for everything you're doing, Father God, in our lives, in our family lives, in our friends' lives, in our associates' lives. God, you're doing just so much, Father God, and we don't want to take it for granted. We don't want to, Lord God, Lord God, don't give you the praise. We want to make sure, Father God, we let you know how much we appreciate you and how much we thank you. Hallelujah. How much we appreciate you. God, how much we thank you. God, we cannot tell you enough because you have been so good. Hallelujah. And God, so we just exalt you right now. We lift you up above any and everything, God. We lift you up above every circumstance, every situation, God. God, we come to you, God, and we cast all our cares upon you, God. God, we cast it all on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every concern, every situation, Lord God, we lay it at your feet right now, Father God, because we don't want to carry no more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we want you, Father God, to get the glory out of our lives, Lord God. We want you to get the glory out of every situation, Lord God. We want your will to be done in everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we're taking our hands off of your business, Lord God. And God, we're just coming to you. We're giving it to you, Lord God. We're giving you everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, because we know you can handle it. God, we know that you have a plan and it is good. We know, Father God, that you have a ram in the bush. God, we know, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, it's better because you are more than enough. No job is going to satisfy us. No man or woman is going to satisfy us. Not having a child, not even a child, is going to satisfy. No jewelry, no money, nothing can satisfy you. All that stuff, it causes to want more and more and more. But God, when we connect with you, when we get close to you, when we put our heart in you, we put our trust on you, God, it all gets taken care of. God, we have everything you need. We have everything that we need. You are more than enough, God, and we just want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you thank you. We want to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, God, because you are more than enough. Oh, God, and we just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. And God, we are asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will see about our hearts, Lord God. See about our family and our friends, Lord God. God, that you will save the lost, Lord God. Save those that have compromised their salvation. Save those, Lord God, that have never known you. God, we are asking in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart, Father God, and remove any and everything that's in the heart, God, that is contrary to your word. God, we're asking you to uproot it. Take it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that hidden stuff, Lord God. God, that stuff that they're afraid to face. God, we're asking you to help them to face it, Father God, so that they can get to the other side, so that they can be free, so that they can have peace. Peace in the heart, peace in the mind, peace in the thoughts. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, to forgive. Forgive those actions, Tim. Good God, that came towards them. Forgive those things that's happened, Lord God. Oh God, the expectations that were dashed, the broken heart, Father God. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to help them to have hope again. Help them to find you again. Help them to find you in all things, God. Help them to find their altar, Father God, and call upon your name, Father God. Oh God, help them, Father God, to understand who they are, God, and that you have a plan for them, and it is good and not evil, and everything that they're going through, Father. It was to build them, hallelujah. Oh God, it was to make them, hallelujah. Oh God, life is for a testimony, God, so that they can know who you are, Father God, that they can know, Father God, what you can do, and that they can say aloud, speak aloud, and tell of your goodness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will not be hindered, or Lord God, allow anything just distract them or stop them, God, for telling their testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that they can stand firm, Lord. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, to hear what your spirit is saying. Oh God, help them, God. Oh God, save them from themselves, Lord. Save them from the lies. Save them from the lies. God, the manipulation, the stuff they were taught that was all messed up. Oh God, get them out of that dark place. Oh God, meet them right there. God, remove the suicidal spirit. God, remove the destructive spirit, the self-sabotage spirit. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, remove the depression and the oppression, God. Oh God, putting themselves down, thinking that they have no self-worth. God, they have self-worth, trying to prove themselves, trying to make it. Oh God, let them understand, all they gotta do is give it all over to you. Give everything over to you. Surrender their lives over to you. Oh God, help us all, Father God, to continue, Lord God, to let go the reins, Father God, so that you can have rule, Father God, so that you can have the true authority, Father God, that your sovereign power can rule and reign in our lives, Lord God. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to forgive and not hold grudges. Oh God, not point the finger of blame, but take accountability for our actions in the name of Jesus, and repent, hallelujah, and say, God, how can I get saved? How can I be born again? How can I live holy? How do I walk upright before you that is pleasing in your sight? God, remove the scales from our eyes. Let us see the truth, God, the truth in everything, God. God, to help us, Lord, to know we can't live one way outside the church and one way in the church, but we have to be holy at all times. Oh God, magnifying you, remembering that your eyes are in every place. So you already know, you see the depths of our heart. So God, I'm asking you, God, circumcise our heart, Lord. Circumcise our heart, God, that we want to honor you and be in spirit and the truth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, help us, God. Help us, God, to communicate with one another and not argue, debate, fuss, and fight, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, hallelujah, to be hearers and doers of your word and put that word to work. Oh, God, because faith without works is dead, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Lord, as we activate that now faith to stand firm on your promises, to remember, Lord God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And if it takes a thousand years and we're dead in God, let our faith reign, hallelujah, God, let our faith reign. Oh God, our faith reign, hallelujah, down onto the third and fourth generation in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, because we want to see you move, we want to see your glory, we want to see you, God, give praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, unify your body. Oh God, help the families to be unified. Remove that spirit of division. Oh God, the hate. Oh God, the animosity. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove it, God, and give one person a heart to want to apologize and say, I'm sorry. Can we begin again? Can we start over? Can we have a conversation? God, let us have hearts of absolution, that we don't hold nothing over anybody's head. Not even hold our own self up. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to release all the old stuff, all that whole disappointment. Oh, God, it's causing disease. It's causing sickness. It's causing us to err. Oh God, because that stuff that we have stored up is causing us to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, because we're holding that anger inside of us, that wrath, that get back, that malice, wanting to hurt. Father God, we want to tell on people, gossip, Lord God, and spread spread like rumors, Lord God, but that cannot be so. So help us, Lord, change our hearts. Change our hearts and our minds, Father God, that we remember, Lord God, who you are and that vengeance is yours. Oh God, but we don't want to see our enemies hurting, Father. We want to see them raised up. We want to see them delivered and healed. We want to walk with them in unity. Lord God, worshiping you, giving you the glory, telling how you brought us over, how we are overcomers through you. In the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking you, Lord, give us a heart to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and acknowledging you, Father God, so that we can get the fruits. Oh God, the fruit of the Spirit. Oh God, the kindness, the compassion, the love. God, the tenderheartedness. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we're not jealous of one another. Lord, coveting and wanting what other people have. God, let us know, God, that you have something just for us, that nobody else can have, and it's not like anybody else's. You have a special thing for each and every individual. God, help us, Lord, to build that relationship with you, draw closer to you in the midst of it all, in the name of Jesus. Draw closer to you when the storm comes, you when things come out of the blue and we're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. God, help us, Lord, to draw closer to you when the storm comes. Help us, Lord, to draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. Let us look upon you, Father God. Keep our eyes on you, because your word is true and it cannot return to you void. Oh God, we just bless you. We thank you, God, for even ordering our steps, Lord, because we don't have to be worried about what other people say or what other people think. Oh God, because we got you. We got you. You are more than enough. Oh my God, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us in our relationships. Help us, God. Lord God, help us to understand, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us not be deceived by what we see and what we hear, God. Remove the scales from our eyes. God, even our children, Lord, let them not be manipulated by what they see or what's going on, Father God, or what the other child may say. And they're making it seem glamorous and all good and hanky-dory and all that stuff, but it all leads to destruction. Father God, I'm asking you, help their children honor their mothers and their fathers. God, let them remember the word that you've written on their heart, because you said we all know what we're doing wrong. So God, I'm asking you, God, help them to consider and reconsider their actions, their decisions, which way they're going and what they're doing. Let them not compromise their own identity for love, God, to be accepted. Help them to know, God, that you have accepted them just as they are. You created them and you made them beautiful and wonderful, and you planted gifts in them, and that they are special unto you. If nobody else except them, you have, God, let them know they are loved, and they are loved by you. God, in the name of Jesus, God, pull them closer to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you, because we know what you can do. We know what you can do. God, you can break every chain, every yoke. God, we know you don't like to do stuff all at one time, God, because you want us to be able to stand ground, Father God, and be able to, God, pour in the spirit and not in the flesh. Be able, Father God, Lord God, to stand, Father God, in the midst of it all. So God, I'm asking you, Lord, continue to teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Let us know, Father God, what we're fighting up against, Lord God, and give us the strategies, oh God, and to fight, Lord God, your way, not our way, God, because it's spiritual and not natural. God, let us not lean to our own understanding in the midst of it all, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we just thank you, Father God, for calling your people in from all over the land. Father God, calling them in, telling them, Father God, it is time to take up their cross and walk with you. Pull on their hearts even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you for what you're doing, God, in the midst of it all. We thank you, Father God, for your help, God, for your guidance, for your instruction. And God, we ask, Lord, as this day continues, as we continue to walk with you, that you will be with us, cover us, and keep us safe from all our harm and danger, seen and unseen. Father God, help us to be mindful of what we're thinking about, what we're seeing, what we're talking about, Father God. Father God, remember that you hear our and know our. Father God, and that we, Father God, can trust you to give us what to say and how to say it in the midst of a situation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we just need to put our trust in you and be slow to speak and quick to listen. God, I ask you, Lord God, that there be no transferring of spirits. Father God, that when we return home, we will find it in safety. Father God, in good keep. Father God, I'm asking that you go through our houses and all around our houses. And God, remove any and every spirit that is contrary to your word. Father God, that your angels, Father, go before us. Father God, and clean our houses out. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus for your spirit to rest, rule, and abide on this altar and even the altars we have placed in our hearts. God, we desire your presence. We desire the more of you. We desire to see your face. We want the more of you. So we're asking you to enter in. God, and open up our understanding even the more in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for your very presence. Even on tonight, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for making a way out of no way. God, we just appreciate you. God, we appreciate what you're doing in our families. Thank you for helping us, Lord, even in the marriages. Thank you for maturing us. Thank you for helping us to understand and comprehend, Father God, even the more. And God, we just want to tell you we love you and we appreciate you. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And we thank you, Father God, for your move. We thank you, Father, for your move. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.